Well, hey, good morning, North Pike, here on FM 98.1 and AM 1410. It's Kenrath back here with you as we continue on our mornings here on FM 98.1 and AM 1410, but also might be listening along on the Kubota podcast as well. But hey, hopefully everyone's off to a wonderful, a wonderful morning. I know I am. Hopefully our guest, Taylor Hicks from RDAP, is. And I've already introduced you, but Taylor, good morning and welcome back to Student. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, we're excited to have you back in. We had Taylor in last week to talk about Teal Day and also RDAP as well. Well, today is kind of a big day. It's Denim Day. So, Taylor, I'll kind of let you take away about and talk about Denim Day.
Yeah. So, in light of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, we also observe Denim Day, which is today, April 24th. It is always observed on the last Wednesday in April. This year actually marks the 25th year of impact. It's been going on since 1999. It is a worldwide movement as a visible means of a protest against misconceptions that kind of surround sexual assault.
And then, Taylor, kind of the history of Denim Day, you've said 25 years, is that correct? Or
yeah, so the movement started in 1999. A little history behind Denim Day. So in 1997 in Italy, an 18-year-old female was raped by her driving instructor on her first driving lesson. He was later convicted and then sentenced to jail. And then I think it was about a year later, he then appealed the sentence and his case eventually made it all the way to the Italian Supreme Court. And that's where his case was overturned. The instructor was released because justices felt that since she was wearing tight-fitting jeans during her driving lesson, that she must have helped him remove her jeans, therefore implying consent. So then the next day, women in Parliament were obviously enraged about the whole thing, and they showed up to work wearing jeans, to practice solidarity, to support her. So I guess that's a little bit.
Then kind of any final thoughts from Denim Day as we move on, Taylor?
So I do have a few statistics from RDAP. Just in June and July 2023, we had 13 reported sexual assaults in our service area. That includes Lincoln, Thomas, Hooker, Cherry, McPherson, and Logan counties. And then in the whole year of 2023, there were 39 reported sexual assault cases to RDAP. That doesn't mean that those that reported also took it to police. So unfortunately, I don't have the statistics for that. But 39 is a lot, especially for these communities. That would mean that it was a 4% increase from the year 2022 to 2023. And I pulled statistics the other day. I think so far, as of April 1st, we have about 8 or 9 sexual assault victims that we have assisted so far this year. So that's, again, where we're on track for seeing those increase in numbers, unfortunately. So we do offer, there's quite a few people that don't know that RDAP exists, even, for being open as long as we have been. So just letting everyone know that we do offer free confidential services 24 hours a day. There's always somebody that is on call, that 24-hour crisis line. We offer emergency shelters. That's for sexual assault victims, human trafficking, and DV, domestic violence victims. We offer transportation for those that are in shelter, medical referrals and advocacy, legal referrals, assistance with protection orders, ongoing support, support groups, information and resources, and then, of course, education and prevention programs.
And they want to get in contact with RDAP. What's the phone number and where the office is located?
So we're located on Front Street. It is 316 East Front. And then our office phone number is 308-532-0624. And that crisis line number is 308-534-3495. And so again, that crisis is available 24/7. So if it's after hours at the office, you can always give that number a call.
And lastly, I have for you, talked about hours. I know that RDAPs have some different hours in some businesses. So what are the hours?
So we are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 8 to 4. And then Wednesdays, we do close an hour early. So we're open 8 to 3.
Well, Taylor, any final thoughts?
Sexual assault is very traumatizing, and we get that. We want to give those survivors their voices back. I know it is difficult to discuss. And as a result, often perpetrators just walk away scot-free. Victims sometimes are blamed for the incident. So we just want you guys to know that we are here for you and we believe you and we are available 24/7.
Well, Taylor, thanks for taking the time for joining us today and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.